So last time we started working through the sugya, really our starting point was the Gemara. I'll just quickly read it. The Tana Rabbanan ki yikare kan tzipor lefanecha. Pasuk says, when you happen upon a bird's nest, ma talmud lomar lefisha nemar shaleach tishlach ha'aim. Says, certainly send away the mother bird, ve'es abanim tikach lach. You might think, yachol yachzer bahar mukvaos, kdeshi imtza kain. You might think you have to go around trying to find a nest to send the birds. Talmud lomar ki yikare b'ma'or lefanecha. Only if you happen upon it, do you have that, then do you have the obligation to send it, but there's no obligation beforehand to go around searching for a kan tzipor. And we decided to explore this question because, you know, the Gemara sounds like it says one thing, but there are some who practice something that sounds different. How do we understand this? Is it really true that you don't need to try to seek out the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein? And why would that be the case? We started, aside from looking at some Mefarshim, they really just say Pshat in the Gemara. They say the Gemara implies that this is the sort of mitzvah that you don't need to seek out. But we quickly looked at the Rambam. The Rambam, certainly in the Mishnah Torah, and this is compatible with Sefer Mitzvos, seems to say that there, you know, he counts both a positive and a negative mitzvah. It seems like the positive mitzvah is only after the fact, meaning if you take the whole kan, the mother, the whole kain, mother and children together, then you should send away the mother. That's a mitzvah saseh. But there's no original mitzvah saseh to send away the mother before taking the kids. That's what it sounds like. In that case, it makes a lot of sense what the Gemara says, right? The whole idea of the aseh is to mitigate damage, right? If you messed up and did the avera, did the lav, you can avoid onet, you can minimize the problem by sending it away afterwards, but there's no mitzvah to send away the mother bird in the first place. Most monei mitzvah seem to disagree with the Rambam there. They diverge from him in that they count the mitzvah to send away the mother bird beforehand. And, right, so send away the mother bird. If you take the whole thing, that's a lav. You can still mitigate that lav by sending away the mother bird. That's sort of the second iteration of the aseh. But there is an independent aseh to send away the mother in the first place. So that view might be more open to having there be an actual mitzvah to go out and do Shiloh HaKein. We then looked at different formulations about the mitzvah. We saw some Rishonim, if I recall, say it's Rishus. Right? We have to understand what exactly is Rishus. How exactly does that work? There's a couple of possibilities. Different formulations we saw. One is that it's a mitzvah kiyumis rather than a mitzvah chiyubis. There's no obligation to do the mitzvah. When you do it, you fulfill a mitzvah, but there's no obligation ever to do it, which is why you might call it a rishus, right? There's no obligation, there's no chiyuv. A different understanding is that it's a situational chiyuv. It is an obligation, but only when you enter a certain situation. Of course, that situation could be one of several things, but you might say only when you see a kan tzipor b'ma'or lefanecha, you run into it, then the chiyuv takes effect. Before that, it doesn't. Alternatively, that's a pretty broad, right? That's still a pretty broad mitzvah, right? Alternatively, you might say only in a situation where you actually want to take the chicks or the eggs does the chiyuv then take effect. You could even go further and say it's not even when you want the chicks or eggs, but only if you're about to take them that the chiyuv takes effect. We didn't see anyone saying that explicitly, but that is potentially an even further weakening of the chiyuv. So those were a few possibilities there, right? Again, just to quickly recap, either the Rambam, that there's really no mitzvah at all, except after you did the avera. It's a mitigating damage rather than a real mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a situational chiyuv after either coming across the nest, wanting to take the chicks, or maybe even being about to take the chicks. We then looked at the question of bracha. There's a machlokes rishonim, whether to make a bracha or not. We paskin not because safek brachos lahakel, that doesn't really answer the question in terms of what we do. Why would there not be a bracha? So the Rashba talks about this in a couple of places. One, he says it's tied to an avera. So, you know, one way of understanding is that it's just, you know, it's not so nice. It's not a happy mitzvah because it's tied to an avera in one way or another. The Rashba elsewhere, though, says pretty clearly that he's of the Rambam school of the nature of the mitzvah, that really the dominant factor in the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein is the lav rather than the aseh. And in that way, if you'd be saying a bracha, you'd be saying a bracha on the lav. We don't say brachos on lavim, at least generally. So that's why it's excluded. We saw Rabbeinu Bachaye who says it's not a chiyuv, right? Which would fit with the school that says it's a mitzvah kiyumis rather than a mitzvah chiyuvis. That's why there's no bracha. So these are reasonable to tie these questions together, right? Whether there's a bracha or not, the nature of the mitzvah, lav and aseh, these all seem to be related issues across the board. And today, after that quick recap, we're going to jump in and look at some explicit treatments of Shiloh HaKein, whether you should try to do it based on our Gemara, other Gemaras, some Kabbalah a little bit thrown in, and different perspectives on this. So that's our plan for today, yeah, for at least quickly, this mini shiur to start with, yeah.
I'm trying to understand the difference between it being a mitzvah kiyumis and situational.
The difference would be whether you actually have to do it once you get to that point, right? So if it's kiyumis, you never have to do it. After the fact, if you did it, okay, you know, plus 1 point. If you say it's a situational chiyuv, once you're in that situation, you actually have to do it. And there might be a difference in terms of mitzvah, right? If you say there's never a chiyuv, if you say there's never a chiyuv, that might be reason to say that there's never a bracha. Whereas if it's a situational chiyuv, arguably you could say that there is still a mitzvah in that situational case. That may be one distinction between those two possibilities. Okay. Other questions or comments on the recap? Okay, so let's move forward, and probably the most important makor, the most important source arguing for the go do Shiloh HaKein approach is the Chavos Yair. You know, after him, everyone quotes him on this. So we're going to read through it, probably not the whole thing, actually definitely not the whole thing, but we'll get some pieces of his view. So She'ela Nishalti, source 25. She'ela Nishalti, Im ki kari kansibur lefanecha ish basadeh. Right, so this pasuk ki kargatzibur ish basada, person in the field, im mechuyev al kol panim lizkok la l'shaleach esaim o rashai leilech ledarko lo amrachmana shaleach tishalach rak beim yirtze likach habanim. Right, the two options: you're in the field, you see this nest. Do you have an obligation to send away the mother bird in that case? Right, go to the nest, send away the mother bird, take the eggs. Or is it only if you actually want to take the eggs? Right, there's not. You don't need to go and do it. If you're planning on having eggs for dinner, then you need to send away the mother. But you know, even if you see the nest, you don't need to go out of your way and take care of it. So he starts by trying to be medayik from a Gemara. I think we're probably going to have to probably just read the underlined parts just for reasons of time. He gets into a whole question, Rashi versus Tosvos, and the Rashba's reading of Rashi, and whatnot. I don't think we're going to be able to get into that, just in terms of whether it's a chiyuv or not, based on different diukim in the language. But let's just focus on the underlying parts for reasons of time. Elashe, tzarech la'ayim yimashe kasav sham, kufam tesim abez, this is our Gemara, ki yikare, ma tamalomer, vishenemar, shleif tshalach, yachol yachsev raharim, tamalomer, ki yikare b'ma'ora. Right, that's our Gemara. You don't need to go out of your way and track it down. If it happens, then you do Shiloh HaKein. Which sounds like you don't need to go and do it, right? That's at least the way we read it. V'imkein nehi dimimait shelo yachzor baharim. He says, okay, fine. That Gemara teaches you don't need to go around into the mountains. You know, go out into nature and find a cane. Mikol makom bimeora mashma dirami aleli zakekla. But if you do, you happen to be out in nature and you do see this cane, then you do need to deal with it. You do need to do this mitzvah. That's his reading of the Gemara. Now, I don't know, maybe different people read it different ways. That seems to me a little bit of a stretch of the Gemara. It sounded from the Gemara, there's no chiyuv to go out and do it. And, you know, do you need to go into the harem as an example? Do you need to go and try to track it down? But the way the Chavos Yair is reading it, no, you don't need to go and find a nest. But once you've found the nest, you have a chiyuv, right? Presumably he would say the chiyuv, it's a conditional chiyuv when you see a nest. That would be relevant in this way. So that's his reading. And then he also says, right, what was the havamina of the Gemara? The Gemara's presumption is you should, like, go and track down a nest. What's the havamina there if it's not a real chiyuv? Right, so okay, the maskana is you don't need to go everywhere and find the nest. But once you have the nest, obviously there's a chiyuv to send away the mother bird. Of course, you could read it differently. You could say the Havamina was there is this chiyuv to track down bird. The maskana is there isn't. The maskana is there's no need to go out and try to do Shiloh HaKein at all. And you might even say, even if you do encounter the nest, there's still no such chiyuv. But so there's different ways of reading the Gemara. It's interesting. He takes the very source that I think it sounds for most Rishonim, like they would say there's no chiyuv to track it down. He actually turns it on its head and says that that is his one of his main sources for saying you should try to find, or once you do have a cane, you should try to send away the mother bird. And he gets into some other issues with trying to find the case with an asay without the los asay, but we'll jump again to the underlined. Right, the diuk he said before, he likes that. Once you do come across, you come across the bird, then you need to deal with it, you need to do the mitzvah. This fits very well with the reason that's said in the Zohar. Remember, we saw the Zohar a week ago. You want the mother bird to be in pain at being sent away from her children who are about to be kidnapped, and will go flying from place to place searching for her children. Right, as we saw in the Zohar source 26, I put it there again. We're not going to read it again, but there's like this chain reaction of various types of angels, angelic flying creatures that search for, that, you know, each one gets pained by this at a different level, and then at the end, Hashem is pained by this, and Hashem, as the Shechina, which was exiled from its home, and Bnei Yisrael are in Galus, so it's all tied together. Hashem will feel pain for his children in Galus by the fact that you send away the mother bird, causing her pain. So that's the second proof, aside from the other points that we didn't read. What we saw is his reading of the Gemara Kuf Lamed Tes and the Zohar, that you're trying to cause pain to the mother, to send her away, to help Bnei Yisrael, so that the goal is getting the result, right? It's not like there are certain cases where you should do something. It's very much result-oriented, right? It's a consequentialist mitzvah, right? Your goal is to help Bnei Yisrael and Galus. So it doesn't, certainly once you see this bird's nest, you should go out of your way to try to do the mitzvah, right? Why would you not? So he says this fits very well. And then skipping to the last underline, worst case, it's a suffik, so then why wouldn't you do it, right? You might be fulfilling, you might be doing something you have to do. So definitely do that. And that's the view of the Chavos Yair. It's quoted by many poskim, and this is the basis of the view that at least once you encounter the kansibor, you should go and do the mitzvah, send it away, even if you have no interest at all in the chicks or eggs. Was there a hand? Yeah.
Can you go over that, his read of the Gemara, and what he thought the
Havamina was? Yeah, sure. Back to the underlined, towards the top here of page 5. Right, he quotes the Gemara, Kuf Lamed Tes, Ki Yikari, Shalech Tishlach, Yochas Raharim, Ki Yikari B'ma'ora, right? So that's, he quotes the Gemara, and then he says as follows: "V'im kain nihi dimimait shelo yachzor baharim." Right, the Gemara excludes the possibility that you would need to go into the mountains to find the kansibor. Mikol makom bimaora mashma de rami aleli zakigla. But if you do encounter the nest, then you do have a chiyuv. Right, so the Gemara is only excluding the need to go looking for a nest. Once you do see a nest bimaora, as it says, if it happens, then you have a chiyuv. So that's point number one. And then, his continuation implies a slightly, different angle here. So, right, it's like a reductive. If you take the other view, that there's no chiyuv ever to do shenocha kain, right? Let's say it's just a rishus. So, mehecha tesilan lemeimar sheyachzer baharim. Why would there have been a havamina? Why would we have ever thought that you need to go find a nest and do shenocha kain? Shriyafilu b'ma'ora yachol le'anicho b'leilechlo. Right. Let's say, if it were true that even if whatever point the mitzvah sort of triggered, it was only rishus, so then what's the havamina? It must be that there is a real chiyuv, and the question just is, at what point does the chiyuv take effect? You would think it takes effect like when you wake up in the morning, go find the nest. Turns out it's only the chiyuv only takes effect when you see the nest.
So if it was only rishus, then he's saying that the question of do I have to search in the mountains doesn't make any sense because it's always just rishus. Mm-hmm. So it must be that there's a chiyuv to do it right now, and mm-hmm. maybe there's a chiyuv to do it all over the place, everywhere.
So that's the havamina, right? And kamash malan, the chiyuv is only once you encounter the nest, but there is a chiyuv.
Because if it was just for shus, then why would you ever ask if you need to go search in the mountains? Mm-hmm. That's crazy. It's just for shus.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And so that's how he reads it, right? There's two assumptions. Number one, it's a chiyuv. Number two, the chiyuv takes effect right away when you wake up in the morning. And his understanding of the maskana is that second assumption goes away. And the chiyuv only takes effect when you encounter the nest. But there still is a chiyuv. The other way of reading the Gemara is the havamina is there's a chiyuv. The maskana is there's no chiyuv at all. Right? You take away the first assumption, and then it's not a chiyuv at all. You call it however you end up, right? Rishus, or the chiyuv is only triggered once you actually want the eggs. But that would be a very different sort of thing. You don't need to seek it out at all. Yeah.
His ending of worst case scenario to suffix.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really true if the Rambam's the worst case scenario.
Okay, great. Yeah. So, and we'll see this a little bit when we see some of the dissenting view, right? If it's actually the Rambam says it's like best off to just leave it alone, right? Because you're causing pain to the mother. Like that may be, even if you send away the mother, you're still causing some pain. Which Rambam were you referring to? The Rambam, you're saying the Rambam that there's no real positive mitzvah at all. Yeah, but that's what he's saying, that's the suffix. Right? According to the Rambam, you're not doing anything, you're not violating any Avera if you do Shiloh HaKein.
Combined with his view that maybe the reason for that is because it would cause a mother or something.
Right, so we'll get to that. That is a relevant factor.
I think we have a hand raised on Zoom.
Oh, okay, a Zoom hand, yes.
Sorry, can you just go over the Zohar again? I thought I understood it, but I got confused. Is he saying that it's... I'm just going to ask you to take over.
Sure. Yeah, the Zohar says the goal of sending away the mother bird is not, as some other views, as the Rambam and the Mora has it, to minimize or avoid the mother's pain, or to avoid the mother having pain. Instead, the goal is to cause pain, right? Because the mother is sent away from her chicks. That's very painful. The goal of that is to set off some sort of... heavenly chain reaction where one set of angels after another feels pain for their birds, their children that they're forced to leave, and ultimately the Shechina to feel pain for its children that it was forced to leave when at the Churban, and that would then lead to Hashem having rachamim on Bnei Yisrael who are in Galus.
Thank you.
And then the other Zohar I didn't put on this sheet. Like there's Shaleach Tishalach is twice because there's two Churban, so it's like a double, yeah, double Gullus, double Rachamim, or something like that. Yeah.
Thank you.
When he says that you should take it, even if you're not interested in the chicks, do you have to take the chicks/eyes also?
Who talked about that? Someone recently talked about that. Presumably, for his purposes, that's less important, right? I think there's we say on Vesabanim Tikachlof that that's Rishus. I think I saw someone saying that. I don't remember right now who, but yeah, presumably, as long as you're sending away the mother, you're getting the job done.
Right. And then the only time that we saw that was about is the Zohar, right? Like no one else.
Yeah, but all Kabbalistic Tamei Mitzvos. Well, not all. There's a different one that the Rabban Rabbeinu Chai said. But yeah, but the Zohar is pretty influential for some poskim. But we'll get to that. The question of the relationship between Kabbalah and Nigla and Nister, Kabbalah and non-Kabbalah. So we'll get there. Okay, so let's jump to 28, the Birkei Yosef, and right he says Afagav de lefi mashmos hashas tuchani yachol yafse b'har muchach de eno chiyuv lachzor the kai mitzvah zo, right, as we thought the straightforward reading of the Gemara is there's no chiyuv, you don't need to go around tracking it down mikol makom ki kari kanti bar lefanecha chay v'zachi li'tafelo l'shaleach ha'em v'likach abanim lekai mitzvah Hashem. Still, once you do encounter a nest, you should do the mitzvah. He quotes the Chavos Yair on that, right? That's the argument of Chavos Yair, essentially. And then he says, "Umidivrei ha'arizal," right? Again, on the Kabbalah track, "Mashmashet sarach li'shtad l'kai mitzvah zu u'dekavas." Right, so you should, according to the Ari, you should try, go out of your way to try to do this mitzvah. Now, he doesn't say this explicitly, but presumably, I think the implication here is, even if you don't encounter a nest, meaning, like, maybe not a chiyuv, but it's a good thing to go out of your way and figure out where there are nests and send away mother birds. Why? It has real Kabbalistic value. I mean, or I guess if you're a Kabbalist, it has real theological value. Or right, creates rachmei shamayim. Hashem will have mercy on the Jewish people. That's pretty important. So you should try to do that. So even though it's not a chiyuv, but it sounds like it's like a, in a sense a full reversal of our Gemara. because it has value. Even if it's not obligatory, there's a positive result that would come from it. Yeah, was there a hand? Did I see a hand?
No, you answered my question.
Okay, good. Yeah, so... okay, and the Maharsham has another interesting reading of our Gemara to sort of avoid, to get out of the approach that there's no chiyuv at all. Source 29 here. Chulin Rashi Lefishanemar Sanser Lachshomani Lachser Achar Mitzvah Zos Asher Tavol Yado Ad Kan Lashono. So he says, Muchach Debe'alma Ein Shem Svara L'chaivo B'kach. So the way he reads it, there is a Havamina to say that you'd have to go out of your way to do the mitzvah Shiluch HaKen Kamashmol, and there's not. But the Havamina is you should go out of your way to do this mitzvah, even if it's before it's really incumbent on you. But the fact that this is only discussed here implies that Be'alma, outside of Shiluch HaKen, there's no such mitzvah. Meaning, there's some assumption that Shiluch HaKen, there's more reason to go out of your way than other mitzvos. And that's why, well, Yesh Lomar, Dehasam, Hainu, Lahader, Ala Safek, Shema Yimtza, Kain Baharim, Masha Ein Kain, Biodea Bevadai, Sheyesh Lo Sham, Lan, or that should be Kain probably, that's a typo, L'kayim HaMitzvah. I should tell Bar Ilan. So, right, he says that maybe the point of the Gemara there is you might have thought, even though, right, this is how he ends up reading the Gemara, you might say, well, I do need to go and track down a nest and do the mitzvah, but I don't know for sure if I'll find a nest, so I might think I don't need to do it. So that's why you're putter. But if you did know for a fact that there was a nest somewhere in the world or that you could find one, you should, by all means, go and do that. That he's basically saying this is a stronger mitzvah, a stronger chiyuv to do shiluch hakein than any other mitzvah. That you should at least, right? And maybe if you're not sure, the reason we get off the hook is because you never really know if there's going to be a nest. But if you do know, even if you don't know which nest where, but you know, if you go to Beck Lawrence, there's always a lot of kinim there. So then every day you should go spend a few hours tracking down a few nests and doing some shiluch hakein. You might not make friends out of the neighborhood, but right. But that would be that. That's what it sounds like. And the Gemara is only talking about Suffolk. If you don't know if you'll find one, then you don't need to go on a wild goose chase. Because if it's wild, then you have the chiyuv, right? So as we saw, fine. But fine, that's the point. But fundamentally, there's more of a need to go after this mitzvah, to seek it, than other mitzvos. That's interesting. He quotes what seems to be a Medrash Rabbah and Vayikra Rabbah, although you could probably read that sort of the opposite way. We'll put that on hold for now. One more view on the Go Do Shiluch HaKein perspective is the Aruch HaShulchan. So we'll quickly look at a few lines in the Aruch HaShulchan. As usual, he has a whole siman on the mitzvah. But along the way, and he just, the Aruch HaShulchan, as he usually does, summarizes the mitzvah overall from the original sources, and he has some of his own view that he sneaks in. So we'll take a look at a few lines here along the way. So he starts, again, source 31, he quotes the Pasuk, and he says, mitzvah zo eina chova l'kayim, ela kishaba liyado. It's not an obligation until it comes into your hand, meaning it's not a chov chiyah when you wake up in the morning. V'chach shanu chachamim, Behilchos Shiloh Hakein, Yachal Yachzer Bahar Mugvos Kadeshim Tzakein, Tamalomer Ki Karibim Ori Lefanecha, Ayn Sham, Aval Kishi Ira Lefanecha. When it does come upon you, Ata Mechuyev Lekaima, you do have the obligation to do it. Vein Chayachal Lomer, Eni Rotze Lika Chazabanim, Velo Asa Eim, Ve'evor Mipneim. And don't say, well, I'm not in the mood, I don't actually want the chicks, I'm not going to do this mitzvah. You can't do that, you have to do it. Again, like following the Chavos Yair. Dinir Milashon Hashas, Derak Eni Mechuyev Lachzor Achar Kein. You just don't need to hunt down the nest. But once you have the nest, watch from the head, you have the imbasa hakein liyado, michuyav l'kayim ha-mitzvah. And then he quotes the Chavos Yair, and he says, he compares this, hachanami kainu v'ein lomar harei kan lo ksiv lo sucha lehis aleim. Right? Don't say, well, it doesn't say like in other mitzvahs, like in Hashavas HaVeda, like lo sucha lehis aleim, where you can't pretend, you can't disappear yourself, you can't pretend you're not there. Well, it doesn't say that here, so how can you say, if you see the kansipor, lo suchal hisalim. It doesn't say that. The Yesh Lomar, the Hachanam, the Fibshat, the Pasha, the Kra, Kenu, Kikari, kansipor, Yesh Alecha, Lav, the Losigach, Emal, Abanim, Yesh Alecha, Ase, Shalech, Tishlach. Well, it doesn't say those words, but it has basically the same meaning. Right? It says, when you come across this tree, send away the mother bird. So it's as if it said, lo suchal hisalim, or it's the equivalent. So again, this is a very strong mitzvah. You can't avoid, right? It's a real chiyuv, and if you encounter the nest, you really have to do it. Fine. And, right, so this is where the question the question that was raised about sending away the chick. So he says, Yesh l'estapik, im zeh shekasva Torah, ve'es habanim tikach lach. Right, when it says you should take the chicks or the kids, im zeh chova or rishus. Right, you could read that either way, maybe. Ve'echem nagolim pasak shu rishus. Ve'im rotim shalecha eim ve'abanim yachad, o lo litol abanim klal. Right, the main thing is to send away the mother. Whether you take the chicks or not, that's up to you. That's at least one way of reading it. Of course, this question doesn't get off the ground for people who think it's not a real chova. Right? If you say the whole thing is rishus, obviously taking the kids is rishus. But if you think sending the mother is a chova, then maybe taking the kids is also part of the chova, right? Especially if you want to cause the mother pain or something, that would be the way to do it. So that's another interesting piece of his. And fine, and why do you say that's what in Tikach Lach, use it for other drushos? He mentions in Sivav, it's a lav hanitach le'asei. But let's jump to Sif Yud. On the top of page 7, this will integrate with a different issue we discussed earlier. He says, V'nere pashut shechayev levarech b'shas shilucha asher kishar mitzvot v'tzivano shilucha kein. Right, it's pashut. Again, this is not pashut, right? There's a machlokes rishonim, and standard practice is not to say the bracha because there's a big machlokes. But he says, V'chein matzasi v'sefer tmim deyem le'arayvid. But of course, you know, the Rashba says otherwise. He says, don't get the Rashba wrong. Don't be confused by that. What he says is, this is not pshat in the Rashba, and he's only quoting one of the Rashbas. The other one doesn't work at all, but it's a big chiddush. He says, if you, right, there's two different scenarios, according to most Rishonim, two different scenarios of how to do the assay of Shalef Tishlach. You can either do it the easy way, or you encounter the Cain, you send the mother away and you take the chicks. That's good. You did the assay, there's no love. There's the alternate scenario where you go to the nest, you take the mother and the chicks, that's a lav, that's usur, that's very bad. Then you send away the mother, right? To minimize your lav, it's nitach la'aseh, you do the aseh, you don't get malkos. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the Rashba is only saying that you don't say a bracha in scenario two, if you do it the hard way, where you first do the lav and then do the aseh. Because that's not a real aseh, that's, you know, again, damage mitigation. But if you actually go to the nest and you send away the mother bird, first thing, of course you say a bracha, it's a mitzvah. Again, this doesn't sound like that's what the Rashba is saying at all. It sounds more like the Rashba thinks the whole mitzvah is only, the whole asay is only after you sent it away. But that's how the Aruch HaShulchan reads it, and it's very much consistent with his view, following the Chavos Yair, that there's a mitzvah to do, Shiluach HaKein, and it's not just a mitzvah, you should go out of your way and try to fulfill it. But there are some other achronim on the other side of this. Primary among them is the Chsam Sofer, source 32 here. Before that, any questions on these views? So the Chsam Sofer, right? The question he gets here is slightly different. Al Dvar Misha Paga Bekein VeEim Yosheves Al Banim BeYom Shabbos Kodesh. Right? What about Shiluach Kein on Shabbos? You come across the nest. Imechayv B'Shiluach Afgav DeMetaltel Muktza. Birds are Muktza. Wild birds are Muktza. So it's mukzah on the one hand. On the other hand, it's a mitzvah. What should you do? So I guess he was given this question or came across this question, but he says, Tchila, Nachum Rashi Gazav Chavos Yer B'Tshuva, Im Mechuyv L'Shaleach, Afilu Ein Arotz Lo Be'Im Lo B'Banim. But first, we should figure out, is there actually a chiyuv? Right? If there's no chiyuv, and it's just up to you whether you want to do Shiluach HaKein or not, so then if it's mukzah, don't do it. Right? It's pretty simple. But if there's a chiyuv, then you have a question. So the first question we need to answer is there a chiyuv or not? So the Chavos Yer says there is a chiyuv. O Dilma, Im yirtza likach abanim his hira Torah lo shigach emel abanim, aval lo yirtza, lo zeh velo zeh, yinichim bim komam. Right, the alternative is, there's no chiyuv. If you want the kids, this is how to do it. You send away the mother bird first. If you don't want the kids, then you don't do it. Again, similar to what we discussed yesterday, like get, right, gerushin. If someone wants to get divorced, this is how to do it. You write it down. You know, v'chasav asevah krisus v'nasam v'yada. Right, that's how you do it. If you don't want to get divorced, then there's no mitzvah to write a get. The whole point, and it's not like, it's not that it's a, you know, it's a chiyuv conditionally. It's just a how-to guide, right? The mitzvah is just how to do this, how to take chicks, send away the mother bird. That would be the alternative to the Chavos Yair. V'chasav, right, so he said, this is the Chavos Yar. Minika Amar Chulin Kuflam Ates Yachol Yirdav Acharav Baharim Tamadomer Ki Kare Mash Mamizeh the Mitzvah Al Kolpanim Shaleach Ela She'ino Tzarch Lirdav Acharav Baharim Lehamtzi Lo Kain Aval Kishay Yikare Lefanav Tzarch Shaleach Al Kolpanim. Right, he summarizes the Chavos Yar. You don't need to seek out a nest. If you have a nest, then there is an obligation to send it away. Ach Midikamrinan Kuf Memamid Beis. And we may or may not get to this. Shnei Sidrei Beitzim Zalgav Zeh. Uperish tells you not to let Tachtonim Aniach Ha'em Al Ayonim. Muchachim Eino wrote to Ligach Habanim Ein Sarach L'Shaleach. Fine, he has a diuk in the Gemara there. If there's two different layers of eggs and you're reaching to the bottom set, how that would work. The implication is you don't have to send it away. There's no obligation. It's like if you want the bottom eggs, then you need to figure out how to do it. So that would seem to go against the Chavos Yair. And then he has an interesting stira in Rashi's diukim in Rashi. Seeing Rashi Pirusho Sasar Atzman Kufmem Aleph Diras Chitzias Ruva Kasav Zelashono Deimba Adam Umatza Es Haim Kishehi Matila Beit Sasa. If you encounter the mother as it's laying its egg, Vikvar Yatza Ruba, most of the egg came out. Chayev L'Shaleach Akam L'Shono. Then you have an obligation to Shilu Hakim. Well, he says Chayev. We worship Kol Shabo Matza Emro Vetzes Chayev L'Shaleach Afilu Ena Rotsu Abanim. Doesn't say you want the egg; it just says Chayev. So maybe there's a Chayev right away as soon as you encounter it, and that's also the implication of the Gemara itself. Fine, skipping a line or two. Umnam and Bab Mitzia Kuf Beis Mitzias Ruba V'Imba Litvos Kodem Mitziasa. In the parallel situation, different Gemara. If you go to take the egg before it comes out of the mother, Chayev L'Shaleach Haim. Then you need to send away the mother V'Lika Chabanim. But that says only if you're going to take it, right? So mashma lehedya im eno rotzalika chabetza lo ba'i l'shaleach. If you're not actually going to get the egg, there's no need to send away the mother. And the Gemara there is also a diuk like that. So he has a stira between Rashi's. He has a diuk here, a diuk there. So a couple of, again, these are close readings. You can always say, well, it's lav dafka. It didn't necessarily mean you're chayev. It means you're chayev if you want to take it. There are ways out of these proofs, but he first tries to operate on that level. Again, jumping a bit to the non-grade portion, he says, "Lichor mashmaksas the Talia beplugta to the Rabbi Yehuda the Sfirle shalach mei kara mashma im kain ikar mitzvah hu hashiluach afilu lo yer tzalika chabanim." There's a machlokes on the next daf or the right on kufim aleph the amid aleph the Mishnah there, which really ties into the question of whether there's sounds like it's the question that are we saw in the Rishonim of whether there's a mitzvah before. There's a mitzvah say before the lav or not. So Rabbi Huda says, shaleach mei kara mashma, right? The mitzvah is, you encounter the nest, right away you should send away the mother bird. According to him, the ikar mitzvah is the shiluach. Afilu lo yirtzalika chabanim. The main mitzvah is to send it away. There's a real asay, you should try to send away the mother bird, whether or not you want the chicks. Ach lemai the kaimelan kerabanan, but we pass like the rabbanan. Yishaleach shalach lo asi ela litintuke lav, delo yitol. Shaleach shalach doesn't teach us there's a mitzvah in the first place. It just teaches us that there's a lavanita klase, that if you take the mother, you can send it away and not get malkos. That's one way of reading the Chachamim. That's how the Chassam Sofer is reading the Chachamim. Presumably, the Chachamim would read it differently. So he says, but on this reading, he says, imkein ikar kra eno amitzos haseh ela halav. The primary force of this pasuk, of the whole Shiluach HaKein story, is the lav. Right? Don't take the chicks when the mother's there. Instead, send away the mother. But there's no positive mitzvah to send away the mother.
Where are we up to on the
page? We are towards the bottom of page 7. Sheimbal Zakos, the third line of the black section there at the bottom. Sheimbal Zakos bekan tzibor lo yitol ha'em al abanim. If you want the nest, then don't take the mother with the kids. V'im avar v'natal yesh takana b'shiluach v'ein shum chiyuv lahadar acharav. So that's the way he wants to set up the machlokas in the mission there. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says, basically, Rabbi Yehuda paskins like all the other Monei mitzvah. So there's a real mitzvah to send away the mother bird, and that's what Shleach to Shleach means. Whereas the Chachamim, who we paskin like, goes like the Rambam, again being anachronistic here, that the whole mitzvah, the whole idea of Shleach to Shleach is only after you took the mother. There's no independent mitzvah to send it away. So that's what he wants to set it up like. Again, this makes a lot of sense, that if you're a Rambam person, you would go against the Chavos Yar. If you think there's a real mitzvah independently, then why not do a mitzvah, right? You have a mitzvah, it's just a normal mitzvah to send away the mother bird. You encounter a nest, why wouldn't you have that? That's at least one way of setting this up, as he suggests. And now, the bottom four lines on page 7. V'ayin Ramban, b'nimukei chumishalo, chasval pi Rambam, mor nevuchim, sefer achinach, l'ra'a, tam ha-mitzvah. hahi shelo nisachzar la'akor emal abanim. Right? What's the reason for the mitzvah? According to the Ramban, it's to teach us. He says the Ramban based on the Moreh, but it's actually different than the Moreh, but fine. Maybe that's his reading of it. The Ramban that we should not be achzari, we should not be mean-spirited people and, you know, torture the mother by taking away the chicks when the mother's right there. So based on that Ramban, the afal gav de asur lomar, alkan tibur yigiu rachamecha. You're not allowed to say that in davening, as we saw. V'atam shlo higiu rachamav al bali chayim kol shiu litzorech adam. Hashem does not have mercy on animals when it serves a human purpose, right? For human purposes, we can kill animals and eat them. That's right. That's why fleishiks is kosher. De'im kein haya asur lishko bal chay, ach gzeros hein aleinu shelo nilmod lehis achzar v'nisakim yosinu. Again, based on the Ramban, the gzera is, meaning it's a rule for us to train ourselves to be merciful people. That's the reason for shiluch hakein. Okay, and now watch what he does. V'hine lefi tam zeh v'vor de'im eino tzarech lebanim lo mibaya de'eno mechuyav. If you don't actually need the chicks or the eggs, and you're just sending away the mother for the fun of it, well, that's achzarius, right? If the goal here, as the Ramban said, is to train us people to be merciful, so you're doing the opposite of that. You're causing at least some pain to the mother by sending her away. Maybe it's not as much pain as taking the chicks when she's there. You're still causing the mother pain for no good reason, right? It's not like you're shechting an animal to eat it. It would be the equivalent of shechting an animal not to eat it, just because you enjoy shechting animals or you enjoy hunting. That's a different topic for another time. But it's a similar point. instead of educating ourselves to not be mean-spirited, adaraba nargilatzmenu b'achzarius. If we go around, let's say everyone, every day, you went around, you found mother birds and shooed them away, and you said, look at me, I'm doing a mitzvah. I get mitzvah points for sending away the mother bird. Meanwhile, the mother, all of these mother birds are suffering from this trauma of being chased away from their children, right? That's not what mothers generally like. So you, instead of training yourself to be merciful, you're training yourself to inflict pain on these birds. That's the exact opposite of the mitzvah. Right? L'tzar bali chayim, al-magin l'gari cha'im me'albanev, l'tzar bali chayim d'oraisa. Tzabachayim is Doraisa. He doesn't say what the Doraisa is, but that's the whole question. But fine, it's really bad. So why would you do that? So that can't be what we're supposed to do. El Shekazav Ramban, Shelo Higiu Rachma Val Bali Chayim Im Hu Tzarech Adam. Again, Hashem doesn't have mercy on animals if it's for human purposes. If you're actually going to eat something, you're going to have eggs or chicken for breakfast, then it's totally fine to send away the mother bird and cause a little bit of pain. Aval Imei Nenu Tzarech Adam She'eino Tzarech Levanim Achzarius Hizo L'Gari She'eim Yalabanim. If you're just sending away a mother away for the fun of it, or for the mitzvah of it even, right? For the mitzvah of it, you're doing the opposite of the intended goal of this mitzvah, right? You're torturing an animal for no human benefit. That's the exact opposite. But what about according to Rabbi Yehuda? What would Rabbi Yehuda say? Wouldn't he agree with this logic? So he says, well, yeah, before I suggested that Rabbi Yehuda would really think it's a mitzvah to send away, but maybe Rabbi Yehuda isn't Doresh Tam of the Kra. We know that from elsewhere, and so that's why he's, you know, you say, yeah, actually, truth is, you know, you are torturing the mother, it is bad, but, you know, it's still a mitzvah in that case, because you don't correlate the reason with the rule, but fine, but that does, in any event, we pass on like the Chamim, the Ledina Nira Kanal. So that's his, that's really seems like one of his stronger arguments, right, that if the whole point, and I think a couple people mentioned this, if the whole point is to increase mercy, right, to be merciful, you're doing the opposite of that by sending away the mother bird if you don't actually need the eggs. And jumping now to what about the Kabbalistic reasons, right? You don't need to agree with the Ramban or the Rambam. That's chesed in one way or other. What about the Kabbalistic reason of the Zohar? Umnam b'tshuvas chavos yar, siyim tam, b'shem sefer Zohar, b'shiduch ha'im la'orer yilalas, ima ila'a albanah, right, to spur the cries of the upper mother, namely the Shechina, for her children. Im kein mitzvah lahadir acher kein, dilaora rachme ima ilal banel. We should always search for nests in order to spur the Shechina to have mercy on us. It's not mean, it's not harsh, because it's for a purpose, right? You're causing pain to the mother, but it's for the larger purpose of helping humanity. That's okay, right? That's definitely no worse than shechting an animal. Right, just to eat a steak, you can kill an animal. Certainly, mitzvah for the mitzvah of shiluch hakein in order to create rachmei shemayim, you definitely can do it. So, what about the Zohar? Doesn't the Zohar go against what the Chasam Sofer has been saying. Ach, shasti lun, al karchach lo svir lehachi. The only problem with the Zohar is it's against our Gemara. Dehare, lehanal, tenach, bizman she'en beis hamikdash kayam. Ach, bizman she'en beis hamikdash kayam. Ki gom b'mei David u'shlomo, de siara kama b'shnei Musa, ve'em abanim smecha, u'mikol she'en, la'asid lavo, b'meher b'yameinu, ma'ikol ha'meymar. What's the logic? I think someone noted this when we saw the Zohar the first time. The Zohar makes a lot of sense when Shechinta Begalusa, when the Shechina is in exile, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. But what about Bizman HaMikdash? You know, the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash, whatever it is, the logic doesn't make any sense, right? This mitzvah, the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein, was not given when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It was given when the Torah was given. So how does this make any sense? Again, so that can't be the main purpose of the reason. Maybe it's some secondary purpose, but it can't be the main tam of the mitzvah if it only applies when there's a korban. So okay, maybe you still, you know, even when you have a Beis HaMikdash, still it can't hurt. It can hurt the bird, but it can't hurt overall to cause the mother to suffer, to cause Hashem to have rachamim, even if it's not in galus. Im kain reish perak shiluch hakein ditzanan b'fnei abayis v'shlo b'fnei abayis umasik b'shas shehu shelo letzorech ayin sham. Well, okay. Remember, we saw this. We saw this when we started the Gemara that we say it applies whether or not there's a Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, yeah, that shelo letzorech. There's no havamina that it would apply differently whether there's a Beis HaMikdash or not. But there's no logical connection between the Beis HaMikdash and shiluch hakein. Well, according to the Zohar, there is. Even if you said l'maskana, you should do it even when there is a Beis HaMikdash. At least you'd say there's a good havamina that the Gemara would spell out there. The Gemara doesn't say that. So the Gemara says that shelo letzorech v'kasha hatzricha rabba. There's a major need to explain to show that the havamina you might have based on the Zohar is wrong. Kanal da'avas sachadai d'chamina b'fnei abayis. So yitzarech l'shaleach k'mash balan elal karchach shasti lan lo sfir leke zohar anal. It must be our Gemara goes against the Zohar. Okay, so now what do you do? Right, we have a steer between the Gemara and the Zohar. How do we solve it? V'yadua. When there's a contradiction, so ein lanu esek b'nistaros, we don't need to deal with nistar, with hidden Kabbalistic teachings. Haniglos lanu levanenu, right? That which is revealed, that's what is for us and our children. That's what we paskin like. So therefore, you shouldn't go and track down a nest. If you need the eggs or the chicks, then by all means, send away the mother bird. Read the last few black lines. I'll call panim. Hayotz mizel nidon shlofaneinu hapogeh b'shabbos b'kan tzibor. So if you run into it on Shabbos, and the part we skipped got into some interesting Kabbalah. So he says, lo mi baya letamo shel azor, lo yafricho, shel ora yulala le'ela. Ela filo pi anigla, kevin shal pi oso atam, inu mechui of lachzor achar mitzvah zo, kashe inu rotza b'banim, imkein le'aramam, shem mitzvah shuach biad aser b'vadai. And you absolutely shouldn't do it, right? The Rambam is more complicated about shiluch b'yad. If you take it and send it away, so that would be usur because you're taking it before you send it. V'afilu l'afriach nirali d'lo shapir dami kemer l'Rambam lo yatzi l'chovas mitzvah nimtza his achzar shlo l'tzorech v'amischasi b'zeh ein rachachamim noche menu. Wow, so it's very harsh, right? He says, right, even if you're not technically over on an issue, right? Again, there's you might say, what's the risk? What do I lose by doing it, right? In fact, we saw some people, right? We saw, worst case is a suffix, so you're mekayem extra mitzvah. So there are a few things you could lose. Number one, if you take the mother and then send it away, that might be a lav when you took her, even if you took her with intent to take it away, send it away. That's the Rambam, that's complicated. But he says, even if you just send it away and you don't enter that problem, you still have the issue of his achzar shelo letzorech. If you don't need the eggs, you're being harsh for no reason. And of course, just the Shabbos Muktzah issue as well. So no need to do it. And he says very harshly, "Hamischaseid b'zeh ein racham noche menu." And I wonder; it's hard to know for sure. Hamischaseid means to be extra pious, right? But it also has the word chassid in there. My understanding is this is largely a Hasidic practice to go and track down nests and send them away. Not only. But it makes sense given that it's Kabbalistically oriented. So mischase b'zeh ein rachachamim noche menu is a bit of a polemic against those doing it. That's the view of the Chasam Sofer. And related to that, sort of taking it a step further, the Orchos Yosher, which is a small sefer by Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who quotes the Chazon Ish His father-in-law. His uncle-in-law, brother-in-law. I always get the genealogy confused. But he says v'chein kasev achazonish yoredeya shekol mitzvah chayev kol adam al kol panim pam achas b'chayev l'kaimo. Every mitzvah, a person has an obligation to do at least once in their life. Maybe it doesn't mean every mitzvah. We'll see maybe some exceptions. But you should try to do all mitzvos, right? To enter a situation where you would do the mitzvah. Chutz mishiluch hakein shemiyat okra. The exception to that is shiluch hakein. Every other mitzvah, try to do it. He doesn't say this, probably doesn't mean it, but let's give an extreme example. The mitzvah of getting, you should try to find the situation to give a get. Right? Probably doesn't actually mean that. But every other mitzvah you should try to do, except for shiluch hakein, shemiyat okra, the pasuk excludes it. Which pasuk? Presumably, the Bima'or lefanecha, right? Ki yikare. That you don't need to enter that situation. If you're in a situation where you actually need the chicks, then you send away the mother bird. But there's no reason to go out of your way. Notice how this is the exact opposite of what we saw in the Maharsham, source 29. Right, the Maharsham says all mitzvos you don't really need to go out of your way. Mitzvah shiluch hakein, that mitzvah you need to go out of your way. And the Chazon Ish, following the Chassam Sofer, apparently said that every other mitzvah you do need to go out of your way. Shiluch hakein, you don't need to go out of your way. So it's pretty amazing the polar opposites here in terms of the extreme of how we take this. And it's a big machlokes, not fully, but largely, more Kabbalistically oriented versus those who minimize Kabbalah in the eyes of Halacha. That's at least part of it, the Tama Mitzvah machlokes, also the machlokes on how to read our Gemara. We'll close with Or Chos Chaim as somewhat of a middle position. He's talking about in the context of Hapater min mitzvah ve'ose oso nikra hedyot. If you're exempt from something and do it anyways, you're a hedyot. And he explains that's mishum de mischaze kigasus haruach. Klomer ru'u she'ani chasid. Right? It's like haughtiness. Look at me, I'm so frum, I do things that I'm not even chayev to do. And what about our case? So the last line, hamachazir baharim uvi ya'arim. Someone who goes out into the mountains and the forests. Im yimtze kan sipor, l'kayim shelochim, to try to find a nest. What about someone like that? Is that bad? Is that person in bad shape? He says, yesh lo schar, ve'enu nikra hedyot. He's not a hedyot, and he gets reward. Ve'alvo bishu pater milachapi sachar. He's definitely exempt from looking, and maybe, many people may agree with this, that you're exempt for looking for it, although some would say you should do it. He's not saying you should do it. He's saying, at the very least, you're not a hedyot. It's not terrible. Meaning, as opposed to what the Chassam Sofer said, mischasib is ein rachavim noche menu. The Rosh Chaim is saying, look, it's not the worst thing in the world. It's not such a big ego trip that you're taking here. And part of the justification is, he said the previous line, kevin da'acherim osim osam. If it's something that people do, that you're at least the yura aspect, or the mischazik gasas haruach aspect, the look at me, I'm so firm piece is a bit less if other people do it. But it's still, even if this is trying to take a middle path a little bit, there's still a pretty harsh, a pretty extreme, stark contrast between the two views. And you see today, you'll see this, I don't know, if you read through, Mishpacha magazine, every once in a while there'll be people, publicizing your Shiloh HaKain service, call us up. Or, special opportunity, we found a nest. Everyone's going to go and send away the mother bird and, get their shot. So some people really push that. And I think the opposition to it is usually less a harsh polemic. It's more just okay, we don't gather eggs, so we don't do this mitzvah, and that's just fine. Right? But that question, the real tension here between the sources, largely Kabbalistic versus not, and we should all be zochet to fulfill the mitzvah as best we can within our approach, and we should all be zochet.